Hello, is John Pinker there?
Yes, he is.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. We are conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything, I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Your name was chosen
already? Yes.
Okay. Can you please tell me if there is anyone in your household working for a news media outlet, including Green Radio?
Okay. No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote and or the chances are 50-50, or will you not vote?
Yes, I'm voting.
Okay. Thank you. Can you please tell me if you, what is your age?
75.
Okay, thank you. What racial or ethnic group describes you best? White, Caucasian?
White.
Okay, thank you. Can you please rate the level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means... Okay, thank you. Now I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. Do you approve or disapprove the job they're doing? Joe Biden as president, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or
somewhat approve, somewhat.
Okay, Donald Trump as former president, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. Sherrod Brown as senator, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman, strongly approve, somewhat approve.
Strongly
somewhat
approve.
Disapprove.
Strongly okay. Approve.
Thank you. Next, I am going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or you are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, please. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Favorable.
Never heard.
Favorable.
Donald Trump. Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable.
Okay.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. First Energy, very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard.
Very unfavorable.
Or...
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Democrats in Congress, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Favorable.
Yeah. Okay. Republicans in Congress, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or
very unfavorable.
Derek Merrin, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur, very favorable, somewhat
very
favorable.
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one is the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican? You can choose not to
Democrat.
Answer this one.
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for the Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrats,
I thought this was a few questions.
I'm so sorry,
this is
I'm
not
almost
a few.
Done.
That's a lot. Well, you
I'm
better
so sorry.
Be. If not, I'm going to be hanging up on you.
Okay.
Let's go faster.
We are just... Okay. And if the elections for the Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for
Sherrod Brown. Democrat Sherrod Brown.
Okay, and if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican
Marcy Kaptur.
Yes.
Marcy Kaptur.
Is there any chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting
no
for
Republican? No way, and let me put it this way, no way in hell.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement
no
makes you more... Okay.
No difference.
Okay. Now I'm going to
it's
read...
It's all lies.
Some...
They're lying about her.
Okay.
She's
now I'm going to
insane.
Read... Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation. Merrin even voted no on that.
Oh,
much
for Christ's
likely-
sake, come on, let's hurry up. I'm less likely to vote for a Republican. If they were burned on fire, I wouldn't pee on them to put the fire out. No Republicans.
Okay.
No,
okay.
No Republicans.
Okay, we're almost done. We are just missing 20% of this. So in the state of legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws. Thank you.